Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 11. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in green?
Yes. What size do you wear?
Size 8.
Rozmowa druga.
Angie Brown, right?
That's me.
It's a good thing you are at home. I've got mail for you.
Great. I planned to call the post office tomorrow to ask about this letter.
Now you don't need to. Here's your letter. Have a nice day.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Mr. Jacobs, have you checked my homework?
Yes, Lucy. It is very good. You wrote an interesting story. Well done.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time doing it.
I know, and the story is great. And I'm also happy you did the extra task.
Rozmowa czwarta.
I'd like to do something about my hair.
Do you want to cut it short?
No. I like having it in a ponytail.
So I'll start from washing your hair. Then I'll cut just about 2 centimeters off, and you will look perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
Can I take your order?
Can you recommend something light and healthy? I have basketball training in 2 hours, but I'd like to eat something before it starts.
Sure. In my opinion, chicken salad is a good choice for you.
Great. I'll have that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in green?
Yes. What size do you wear?
Size 8.
Rozmowa druga.
Angie Brown, right?
That's me.
It's a good thing you are at home. I've got mail for you.
Great. I planned to call the post office tomorrow to ask about this letter.
Now you don't need to. Here's your letter. Have a nice day.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Mr. Jacobs, have you checked my homework?
Yes, Lucy. It is very good. You wrote an interesting story. Well done.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time doing it.
I know. And the story is great. And I'm also happy you did the extra task.
Rozmowa czwarta.
I'd like to do something about my hair.
Do you want to cut it short?
No, I like having it in a ponytail.
So I'll start from washing your hair. Then I'll cut just about 2 centimeters off, and you will look perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
Can I take your order?
Can you recommend something light and healthy? I have basketball training in 2 hours, but I'd like to eat something before it starts.
Sure. In my opinion, chicken salad is a good choice for you.
Great. I'll have that.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Claire. I want to give you more details about Saturday.
Thanks, Tom.
We're meeting at my house. Sally is bringing the music.
Excellent. She's got lots of CDs.
My sister promised to hang balloons, and I'm going to make spaghetti.
How nice. I love your spaghetti, Tom.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Claire. I want to give you more details about Saturday.
Thanks, Tom.
We're meeting at my house. Sally is bringing the music.
Excellent. She's got lots of CDs.
My sister promised to hang balloons, and I am going to make spaghetti.
How nice. I love your spaghetti, Tom.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Dad, have you seen my phone anywhere? I last used it at the table. Now I can't find it. I'm sure it's not in my bedroom.
You left it in the kitchen, on the chair.
On the chair? Oh, yeah, you're right. Thanks, Dad.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dad, have you seen my phone anywhere? I last used it at the table. Now I can't find it. I'm sure it's not in my bedroom.
You left it in the kitchen, on the chair.
On the chair? Oh, yeah, you're right. Thanks, Dad.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
The doctor said that my leg is almost fine and that I should walk a lot. So yesterday I went for my first walk. I visited my mum's shop. She sells toys. Mum showed me new toys, building blocks and racing cars. That was cool.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The doctor said that my leg is almost fine and that I should walk a lot. So yesterday I went for my first walk. I visited my mum's shop. She sells toys. Mum showed me new toys, building blocks, and racing cars. That was cool.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Tomorrow is healthy breakfast day, so don't bring sandwiches to school. The school canteen is serving breakfast for all the students. You will have it during the PE lesson, so you don't need your sports clothes either. But remember to pack your brushes and your favorite colors of paint. You are going to make posters.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tomorrow is healthy breakfast day, so don't bring sandwiches to school. The school canteen is serving breakfast for all the students. You will have it during the PE lesson, so you don't need your sports clothes either. But remember to pack your brushes and your favorite colors of paint. You are going to make posters.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
It's only 3 bus stops from my house. I can meet my friends there, even when it rains. Together, we go shopping, try on clothes, go to the cinema, and eat the best ice cream in the city. Everything is in one place.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
It's only 3 bus stops from my house. I can meet my friends there, even when it rains. Together, we go shopping, try on clothes, go to the cinema, and eat the best ice cream in the city. Everything is in one place.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
See you soon.
Wypowiedź B.
Good morning.
Wypowiedź C.
I saw you yesterday.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
See you soon.
Wypowiedź B.
Good morning.
Wypowiedź C.
I saw you yesterday.
Zadanie ósme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Let's meet at school.
Wypowiedź B.
Today I have 8 lessons.
Wypowiedź C.
Okay, I'll come right after school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Let's meet at school.
Wypowiedź B.
Today I have 8 lessons.
Wypowiedź C.
Okay, I'll come right after school.
Zadanie dziewiąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Is it a good time for a film?
Wypowiedź B.
Have you watched this film?
Wypowiedź C.
What time does the film finish?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Is it a good time for a film?
Wypowiedź B.
Have you watched this film?
Wypowiedź C.
What time does the film finish?
Zadanie 10. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Can I close the window?
Wypowiedź B.
I have cleaned the windows.
Wypowiedź C.
Open the window, please.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Can I close the window?
Wypowiedź B.
I have cleaned the windows.
Wypowiedź C.
Open the window, please.
Zadanie 11. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
I like taking pictures.
Wypowiedź C.
I'm not interested.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
I like taking pictures.
Wypowiedź C.
I'm not interested.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.